This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Jared Polis signed a pair of bills into law this week meant to cut back on harmful interactions between humans and wildlife. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Starting next year, Colorado drivers renewing a vehicle registration will have the option to kick in $5 for new wildlife crossings. These grassy bridges over roadways or underpasses that tunnel below give wild animals a critical car-free path to move through the landscape. And according to the Colorado Department of Transportation, they can prevent up to 92% of collisions with wildlife. Polis also signed a bill meant to reduce human-bear conflicts. It increases penalties for leaving food out where it might lure a bear into contact with people. Most bear encounters in Colorado are related to garbage and food waste. The new law makes the first violation a misdemeanor and more than doubles the penalty for a third offense. It takes effect in August. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Breckenridge is celebrating Colorado's 150th birthday with music, food, theater, and history. The Mountain Town's Party Like It's 1876 festival continues through today and brings together local arts and culture groups for events ranging from country line dancing to an interactive murder mystery dinner. Organizers say the celebration is especially meaningful because Breckenridge is the oldest town in Colorado west of the Continental Divide. When it comes to your news and information, you have a lot of choices out there. So thank you so much for choosing your statewide Public Radio News Service, CPR News.